teleport to later on. Today is our Samach Beis, correct?
Yeah.
Says the Mishnah. Seitze Isha b'machet Hanukuva Lo b'tavas sheyesh aleha chosam. The Miyotasa Hayem es chatas Dibra Meir. So the Gemara has this by Isha. Amaula b'hilufeyan b'ish. A man is the opposite the other way around, says Rashi. The tabas sheyesh lav chosam and yotza potter, ena lav chosam biyotza chayav chatas. The reverse, as Rashi explains. What does it mean? A tabas that's not a tachshit for them is considered a masui, also midoraisi chayav chatas, and a tabas that's considered a tachshit is also midrabbanan because you may take it off and show it to somebody. Adkan. So there's no fundamental distinction between men and women. However, Rabbi Osai, we have turned to the Rosh and Siman Yud, where the main discussion of this exists. Okay, quotes Ula. He quotes over here, "V'chenir pirish Rashi, chilufein biish, chayav chatas koi atabash ein alav chosam, v'koy amachet." Fine. Rashi explains, "V'ish sheyesh lechosam chayav chatas ein alav chosam poter avalosu v'ish lehepech ein alav chosam chayav chatas." Yes, of course, and part of the loss of the Chen Pirish Rashi, the Kamon, a small shin. Gabi B'nei Molochim, Yotzim B'zagin. Adas Rabbanu B'Shav B'nei Adon, the Fish of Chivish Lohem. Rabbi in the times, I'll cause it below Gozru Chacham B'yish. No Xer. Till Mashal for you, Machvi. Fish ain't dark over Kach. Chen Mash B'nei Adon, Katonik Abi Kamea. Vashto Yikshirenu B'shir B'tabas, Yotzim B'shusarab. Abba D'shore B'gavra, Lotetz B'tabas, D'shusarab. I will fe. Ula says chilufei bish. No, achi of chatas koi. The bish yesh lav chosam mutter, ein lav chosam chayav chatas. And with a woman, the chi of chatas is the reverse. But then it's not going to be mutter. It's poter avalos. This is Rabbi Natan sheet. It's a machlokas. It's an example. Rabbi Natan by yesh or not. Rashi says yes. Rabbi Natan says no. So far clear. Kasinav Yerushalmi. Tachshin lo mehen asurim. Marav, I day should not have shacht sonio saying. Still near. Matiroso la haros la chaverta. We shall chachas and malachas our babas, which is a rabbi. You want to translate shacht sonio? It's your computer. Okay, how do you want to do the show offs? They want to show off their stuff. They have a certain amount of pride in their jewelry. So this is a riot that applies to women. Okay? This is the Yerushalmi at the beginning of the Yerushalmi. However, there's a lengthy Yerushalmi at the end, which is part of which is quoted over here in the Rosh.
It's pretty much how he translates it. It's boastfulness and bragging.
Okay, I didn't translate it. Good. Okay, but there's another, the Yerushalmi goes on, and they bring a riot to Rashi for the remainder of the Yerushalmi. Ish ayadei she'eno shachatz mutter. Sounds so far. Shamina min ha'id ma'isa de Rabbi Gamliel shor the tile b'toch ha'tzeiro b'shabes u'mafteach shol zov b'yodo v'gor b'chavero mishum word tachshit in brackets mishum tachshit ha'damet ta'asa the tachshit is usher. And here's tricky Yerushalmi speak. Whoever learns Yerushalmi, you ever, we learn in Talmud Bavli, you guys, whoever learns Yerushalmi, a lot of hado amrits over here. I think maybe it's three or four. We just had one hado amrit. Also the kach or the kach, had the armed echad ish vechad isha, had the armed afil b'makom she'amru lo teitze v'miyotzos enoch eves chatos asur lasis lo bechotz. Four had the armeds, and these four give you an impression as the gzeir the rabbanu by ish as well. This is like Rashi, and sounds like it's against the original Yerushal. So what do you do with this Rashi? What is Rishon? Razalev is al docha. Rayazu. This is the Balamor. Shani mafteach. Shutach shet leish uleisha. Hilkoch? Lo plug benish leish. Fundamentally, the exam is only by a woman. Shaptonius. But if you have the same exact kli, which is used by men and women, they extended it from women to men. Avodav shutach shet leish uleisha. Mutter. They never made a gzera on men specifically. They're included in the women's gzera, but not their own gzera. For Rabban Zalomar, she'ein dichur, she'reshol mitchila, v'yishayadeh she'ein oshach atzmutar bitmiyo, heishin shmina men ado, v'chule, and ado amit echad ish v'chad isha, alma she'poshat lo she'el oso, she'poshat lo she'el oso, she'shol mitach she'tiish l'chudei, because the original shayla was about a petachshit of a man. So the Balamor's teretz is not a good teretz, says the Ramban against the Balamor. Comes the Rosh, says no. What does the Rosh say? Bani Omer, after quoting everybody else. No, there's a distinction. Ki heishalo nishmina min hado ada osu letachshit osur v'docho hashol ma shaposhet le omezeino hado amin haosu lekacho lekach pirsht isho liisho lupsha. For men and for women. So he's learning pshat, Rabbi Osai, that the Rosh is agreeing with the Balamor. Also, the kach means what? For a man and for a woman. And then and only then did they make exera on a man as well. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, the hado armis, how do you translate it? It usually means zosomeris. That's how the Mar Haponim understands pshat. And apparently there are four pshatim in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4. But according to the Rosh, the second hard amis is the Tchia. And loop pshat in Yerushalmi. But again, I'm not a book in Yerushalmi. Just giving you the cut there. Finally in the Rosh. Very last piece. Yesh mefarsh. With a little gimelis. Also the kach or the kach. Klomar, not for men and for women. Loop pshat in Gansi. Also the tachshit. U the tashmish. Ah. It's used for two purposes. It's jewelry, it's an adornment. It also serves a function. It's used for two things, to open the door and to look nice. The person who thinks he's going to only take it out for the purpose of opening the door, which would be prohibited. They have keys and they have chains of silver or fancy strings holding them up. Adka. There's a carbon asano. Oz Gimel. Yesh Mefarshim. Well, if he's there, Shapri Yesh Raim and Ayushalmi. To the Gabi Anoshim, Shayach, Sholef, Umachvi. And it does actually apply. Hello. Shirabeinu Memayim, the Pirash Yesh Mefarshim. He never accepted it, he just quotes it. The Chaykoser, Rabbi Shmuel Anogim. The Be'ish, Lo Shayach, Sholef, Umachvi. Hey, old riot. This is the Pshat in the Rosh. The local period Shayesh Mefarshim. Dabba Ashkenaz no again Shaosin Maftechus. Well, if you pure Shayesh Mefarshim, Haosu the Tachshin or the Tashmish, Osu Ben Bish Ben Misha, came Maftechus or Kesef, Osu the Tashmish or the Tachshin, and Kane, Shlokadin, Nogas, Nogan Lotes, and the Shmah Lok Yesh Mefarshim. Yesh Mefarshim understand that the Kachal is me for men and women. It means for what? For two purposes, tachshit and tashmish would be in fact prohibited. And the minig olam is to be makel. So he leaves it off as rejection. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. This is very tricky. Shin Aleph Yud Aleph. Davar also the tachshit and the tashmish ulishtamish bo. O maftechos no shel kesef kumin tachshit. Asr, Sharoa Omer Shitzorah Tashmish Motzi. That's the Yeshma first. The Yesh Matiri Mehushal Kesef. This is what the Rosh himself seemed to say. Two deis, Rabbi Osai, found in the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, explains the first opinion. Aser. Hainu afilum kavanoso ato litlos al tzavar l'tachim l'noi, Aser. Ripnei haroe. We saw right over here. Haroe, roa omen. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rosh Yesh Mefarshim. Nei haroe. And there's even a quote of Enetam and the Rambam, who are mat the tachim ish. Because here, Rabbi Osai, what are we afraid about? Not a taksha, it's using for a tashmish, which is prohibited. This is what the Mishnah Berurah suggests over here in Sivkotan, Mem Aleph. It's a marasai. What's the second opinion maintained? The Rosh himself? No. The Kevin Shaderach Lassos Mafteach B'Kesef Hare Ikoro Nasel the Takshit. So writes the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkotan, Mem Beis. But he adds in Sharatian, Ilu Hotzio the Shtamishbo, Bivade Hosser, Moshe Bir Arti Biolocha. If you take out a key, which is fancy, but your intention is to open the door, it's certainly prohibited. Where's that? In the long Biolocha de Bermasel, Bose Lahatir, he explains as follows. The Kevon shows Sio the Shtamishbo, since he took it out in order to use it. Afilu basuyo l'shem takshit gamkein mitchila muchach b'yishalmi is a chiyav chatos, Rabbi Osai. Not only is it aser, it's a chiyav chatos, the raisa. He quotes to Yishalmi v'beinim. Hois asuyo l'kach l'kach, brackets. Tabas asuyo l'shem chosim l'shem takshit hotzi oh, lachdom bo chayav. Chayav. Hotzi oh l'shem takshit potter. Feel him out here, but fairish the tachshit levad, gam ken oser, ad kan. Now, Rabbi Osai, if you're taking it out for a tachshit alone, it's a marasai. There's no marasai, it's going to be mutter, such as the maftech shel kesef, is the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but according to the first opinion, take on the shem masui, take on the shem tashmish, it's a masui, and therefore it's a din d'oraisa, chiyav chatos. Pashtus is that way. If I'm taking out the key to open the door, my nefkamina, I also want it to look good. Who cares? It should still be usur midaraisa. Now the problem becomes this minig benos Yisrael we saw over here. They wear a key. We all know that the key is fundamentally for the purpose of opening the door. It should be usur according to both opinions, Rabbi Osai. Two opinions in Sifyot Aleph, but if your intention is to open the door, it should be usur l'chol adeitz. And it should be a serious prohibition. Chayim Chalila v'chasim, which is around the Raisa. Also b'karmelis. And even if, you will see in a couple of blocks from now, Tosfos says that nowadays, we no longer are machmir in these shailos. Nowadays, we no longer, the women don't take off their tachshitim so much anymore. This is found in Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches. It says over here, they ask that everything, not only just a rabbin, but even in a chotzer, and even in the bias, some say, "Bohidna." Nowadays, nashi didan, nogu lotes b'chol atachshitim. Some say, "Butos shiur shogim," and some say, "No." Nowadays, we have no just a rabbin or raisa, so we can be makem. Or the Rambam says, nowadays they don't show off on Shabbos; they wear fancy stuff all week long. Those that don't even got fancy on Shabbos. So it's Kalkalosa Takanosa. All this is found in Siman Shin Gimel, Sifyut Ches. That's for the Rabbanan, but it didn't. The Raisa, Masri, should be completely prohibited. So Rabbi Osai, I want to quote a beautiful sefer called the Megillas Sefer. Fantastic sefer. It's in Siman Memala from the beginning. It's a kash against the Mishnah Berurah from the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Open up. Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Talks about balonim, people working in the bathhouses, and how are they transporting something from place to place. So the Gemara says,
sorry,
Rav Eisenthal from Yerushalayim, from Ramot. Ramot Gimel, I believe. I went to visit him a few years ago. Very big Talmud Chacham. There's a number of Svarim called Megillas Sefer. Okay? So how would they transport the Sadin, Rav Osai, from the house to the Beis HaMerchatz? You have to get it from one place to the other. So how do you do it? So they would wear it. This sadin, and that's how they would transport it from place to place. It's a Gemara Bosai, Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Well, it discusses this question of how you do it precisely. Okay, that's how they used to do it. Okay. A whole discussion over here. So you see, Rabbi Osai, that it's permissible to transport something from place to place, but that's your main intention, to get it from one place to the next, as long as it's going in the guise of a garment. That's a sugya of Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. See, the whole sugya talks about these. I'm not going into the entire sugya. That's one gemara. Then there's another gemara, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis is another gemara. She can say exactly the same thing. In effect, transport something from place to place as long as you are wearing it. Again, in this sugya, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, same sugya. You're moving something from place to place by wearing it. So the question then becomes, you see klar that it's not considered to be a masui, even though your intention is purely to use it elsewhere, to use it as a towel, to use it to sit on. That's the case of the Gemara of Yen Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. You're going to sit on it. So you see klar that it's permissible. Says the Megillah Sefer, but maybe not. Maybe these two cases have something in common. You're wearing it. If you're wearing it, then it's mutter. Okay, we're discussing tachshita, which are on your here, there, and everywhere. It's stuck on your garment and around you. Yeah, but that's different. That's what he suggests. He considers that to be a dochak. But the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah has, although it's the guest of two Gemaras, but he brings a riot to the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. We read it before. And Simon Shin Aleph, Sifyut Aleph. I'll read it to you one more time, just to give you a review. The Lashon was very clear, indicating the Mishnah Berurah was correct. Now we stand in this Gemara. But the bar is over here. Sharoa Omer, Shalitzorach Tashmish Motzi. Checkmate. See, Mishnah Berurah is right. But if you see if he really meant this, it would in fact be prohibited. Maybe you'll say, they'll mistakenly think it's an Isser. They'll mistakenly think that's the Tashmish Motzi, it's also, but really, it's really Mutter. That's what he suggests. Yeah, perhaps. Truth is, to me, that's a big dochak. The Pashup Shah and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, that's really Aser. Shan Tashmish, the Mishnah Berurah said. That's what a Raw usually means. Can I switch for a second to Chanukah? Haroa Omer the Tzarchu the Avodah. Okay, this Gemara in Shabbos Chav Beis. See, the raw means that if my pshat, what you're doing is correct, you're doing something wrong. It's not correct. It's not right. So it must be pshat, Rav Osai, that a malbush gomur is permissible. As long as it's not a malbush gomur. Okay? That's what the poskim say. A malbush gomur. The case that we had Kuf Mem Vav Kuf Mem Zayin is a sad. It's a mamish, a malbush gomer. That's what the balonim over here. These people who used to work in the bathhouses, they would move things from place to place. What were they moving? They were moving what's called balore nushim. That means it's a regular garments. Aluim in the fourth wide line. Mevi in balore nushim lebeibane uvulvachi skasim and roshim veruban. So it's considered to be a regular garment. Regular garment is mutter, no matter what your intention is, because it's considered to be a regular garment. And so, too, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis also, it's referring to a regular garment. And a regular garment is permissible even though your real intention is it's just for the purpose of transportation. Contrast this, for example, with something which is not a full garment. Take, for example, over here on both sides, in Samach Beis Amud Beis. Take a look, Samach Beis Amud Beis. I want to talk to you about Porefes. What's Porefes, Rav Osai? What does that mean? That means you're putting two things together. Is this the right daf? Whatever it is, you'll get the paraphrase, you'll see it's not a full garment. It's something you're using as sort of an excuse to put two things together and tie it together. That's the push-up shot is that way. Now, Rabosa, but a key is not a garment. So a key is going to end up being usher. Pashas is an Issa Doraisa. What's the pshat? The Rambam writes that a malbush and a tachshit are secondary to the person's body. That's the push-up shot in the Gemara. It's a head tie. You're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to wear garments.
Samachay,
okay. Go off by a little bit. Sorry. So here in the Gemara has Rav Osai on Kuf Mem Beis. The Gemara seems to indicate that these things that you're allowed to put on your body are considered to be secondary to your body. That's the heter, right? That's the Gemara on the top of Kuf Mem Beis and Aleph. It's secondary to your body. That's if you wear them normally, start folding them over, and then the longer secondary to your body, you're never the problem of being a masur. Oh, so obviously a garment is by definition secondary to your body, no matter what. I don't care what my kavan is. But a tashit, such as not a malbush, and it helps me out somehow or other. And if I don't need it, I'm just transporting it, it could be a nisador raisa. However, Rav Osai, the biralacha we saw is only matter if it's exclusively for a tashit. What if it has both kavanas? No, he said it'll be a problem. That's what's the actual din in these kinds of cases? What's the raya that you could come out as a tashmish if you don't use it when it's broken? It's talking about a watch. Watch is broken, so you don't. I know you spoke about watches in the previous year. Yeah, they have different kinds of watches. There's wrist watches and pocket watches. I don't want to get involved in all those details. We're not discussing watches today. But these fancy keys that women wear with a key with some kind of a jewelry, if the key, if they change the locks and moved out, they usually don't wear it anymore. It's a push-up shot just wearing it in order to get in. It's like a big shava d'oraisa. Rabbeinu Shalom, shava d'oraisa. So how do you resolve this? So I have a possible terrace. I'm trying to the women who work around these. I want to tell you one thing. When I was married and lived in Washington Heights, or there was within the rhythm, there was no Erev, I wore the key. Porefes, as a poref. I wore the key on my Shabbos belt. Remember the Shabbos belt? Yeah, the key was a critical and indispensable part of the belt to keep my pants up. And that's considered to be permissible. You can also use it as a tie clip. That's another possibility. But my wife, she never went out with a key because I couldn't find a good way for her to wear it. I all have friends who wear these keys which were a little, they were fancy. They're not fancy. But I thought this is going to the Mishnah Berurah. This is completely also shadow the rice. Because it's just Fergus. It's really she's not using it as a touch. If the key would be people. We would move. She wouldn't use that as an ornament. I have no head to face it on the machab. However, I believe there are other mefarshim rishonim who disagree. For example, the Ran at the very beginning of our perek, I don't have time to look inside right now, says in Rishus Rabin's the gzera, even with respect to a man, you may move a dal ramas Rishus Rabin. And he asked the Rishali, if with respect to a man. Is the extra chumrah? What's the extra chumrah? The extra chumrah was to go into your chutzah. You saw before that even a chutzah is a problem. And that's the question, whether it applies to a man as well. And they brought a riot from Rabbi Gamliel. His colleagues scolded him. He went out with a mafteach because it's a tashit. What does that mean? When it comes to a tashmish, there's no gzera in a chotzer. But a tashit, paradoxically, is worse. There is a gzera. And this Ran, beginning of the sixth page, you can see in the back, is echoed by the Ramban, who obviously came first. I'll read you the words of the Ramban. I want to read his words. Love the Rabbi Gamliel. Shafilu tachshit ha'osu l'tachshit v'tashmish. Sha'osu l'tseis v'shusarab mid'vrehem. Follow me the Rabbanon to walk, even though it's both Kavanas. Osu l'tseis v'chotzim. Lotem ha'davka miyuchad l'tachshit. Is osu. I will also af the tashmish put the bechotzer kishar kol hakelim. Hani tolim bechotzer. You're allowed to carry things in the chotzer. Chotzer is a private yard. Af al pi shos shtarab. It's an ironic thing when it comes to things which you need. So you need it in the house. They never made it zera. You can't take it out into the street. There's no such zera. No, they never made such zera. It's chotzer means a chotzer mureves. It's like your backyard. Sold to your house. Because what are you going to say? You're going to say he can't walk around with what he needs in his own house? That's crazy. They never could possibly make such a mistake. So the Alter Rebbe says, you're not permitted to put anything in your pocket on Shabbos, in your private house. Yeah, yeah. So the Chabad keep this chumra. Nothing in your pocket on Shabbos, in your privacy of your home. Why? Yeah, we say it. Chayav and Mashish Bekisa, right? Erev Shabbos and Chashem, Hashem Yichud V'Yetz, Hilch Trabs La Shabbos. Nothing should be in your pockets. Nothing, zero. It's Al Derebbe's Pesach, Shulchan Aruch, Harav, Shin Gimel, Sif, Chav Gimel. But the Ramban says, no, only Derech Malbush. Since you're afraid you're going to go out into the street because you don't need to take off your Malbushim. But in your pockets, apparently you do check your pockets. So the question was in Yerushalmi, is it Zera apply? It's for Tashmish and for Tashit at once. Yes or no? The right from Gamliel, yes. As I said before, if this is correct, Tashit in the house is more chomer than is Tashmish, the opposite of the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rosh. Yesh Mefarshim said, take a look back just to refresh our memories. We were in here in Perek Vav, Simin Yud, Yesh Mefarshim, also the Kach of the Kach, Tashit of the Tashmish. As a mafteach, etc. Okay, so we say the gzera, but tashmish is better. Tashmish is worse. And according to the Ramban's Pshat, tashmish in the private yard is worse because you're afraid you're going to take it out into the street. Kol panim from the Ramban and the Ran, you seem to see that something is taken out. Rabbo said, listen carefully: the tashmish and the tashmish. There's no possibility of an Issa Daraisa. Impossible. Because the entire Shakla Vitaria in the Yerushalmi is there a Gzeira in a Chotzer? Something which if you wore it in the street could be maximally an Issa Darabonim. So apparently according to this opinion, Rabbi Osai, there's no distinction between Malbush and Tachshit. As long as you have intention for the Tachshit and the Malbush, even as an additional intention for Tashmish, put them anyway. Like garments, we saw it klar, right? You're taking the thing out from the bathhouse around your shoulders, and you want to use it inside. Before Shema Yishak, that's mutter. So according to this understanding of the Ramban and the Ran, the same thing applies for a ornament. And even though my intention primarily is to use it to open the door to my house, afal pikein, it's considered to be permissible. We understand the meaning of the women, mizmanazah, they rely upon the Ramban. You're afraid you're going to take it off? That's a dinner abonim, which we knocked out already in Shin Gimel, Sun Yud Ches, one of three, four reasons, right? There's no issues around mizmanazah, the women wear it all week long, etc., etc., etc. That's what we suggest. A possibility, Rabbi Osai, to explain the meaning of the women who wear these keys, even though I agree it's against the Shulchan Aruch, but at least it has a basis. The problem is the Melacha has a Mefurash Yerushalmi. We you can't argue with Yerushalmi. This Bialacha was an often Yerushalmi here, Halacha Gimel, about a Tabas Sheyesh Lachosem, Vasuyo Lekach or Lekach. What's it in? Hotzio Lachna Bochayev. I have a whole shtickle Torah, a Rabban, a Ran. It's against the Yerushalmi Mefurish. What about the Bialacha? Mamish. Black on white. Black on white. How can it be? How can it be? It's interesting. He doesn't quote the entire Yerushalmi, the Bi'al Lacha. Again. Otzio Lachna Bochayev. Otzio L'Shem Tachshit is Potter. Yerushalmi concludes. Potter means Potter Af Al HaChosam. You know why? Because the Chosam is secondary to the Tachshit. Secondary to the Tachshit. The whole deal in the Yerushalmi Rabbosai is what's primary and what's secondary. It's interesting. Turn back a few dapim to Nun Testament base. Please turn. As you learned already. Nun Testament base. Nun Testament base. What talks about the very end of the daf. Habas or the Chosem, the Machlokas Atanoim, Machlokas Atanoim, Rabbi Osai, in Mishnah and Kalim. Right, so Kalim. He shall matris the Chosem shall almo tameya. He shall almo the Chosem shall matris tahora. And the Chemia metame. And the Chemia says with Habas halachachar Chosem. So there's the question: which, what's the main thing? Is it Habas the main thing, or is the Chosem the main thing? We pass like the Rabbanan. We pass like the Rabbanan. Tabas is the main thing. So if it, she goes out with Tabas, Sheish Mechosam, she's Potter, even if what? Her intention is to be Chosam, because we're discussing what's primary, what's secondary. We pass Halacha, at the ring part is primary, and the insignia, signet ring, the signet is secondary. Okay? The secondary. However, if you look in the Gemara over here, Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues this discussion. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok has a different interpretation, as does Rava. They have two different interpretations. And according to the two interpretations of Rava and Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, they learn the Sugya of Kalim, Rabbi Osai, differently. Differently, they have a different pshat in the sugya of Kalim. I'm not going into the details that the Rashi seems to learn the top of Daf Samach Amud Aleph. On the end, Tabas Sheyesh LeChosam is not a tachshit for a woman, not for a bonon, not for a Nechemia, and Yerushalmi. It's a pasul halach. Pasul halach. It's not the way the Yerushalmi seems to say. I read it from Simon Shin Gimel Sif Yud Halacha LaMaisa. It's quoted. It's there. Words are as follows. There you go. Chayavis. No distinctions made. The pasuk is, it's chayav, not lura kavan at all. Okay? If you'll say mafteach and tabaz are the same, as the bialacha said we saw before, comes out, if chayav, even if her entire kavana is for a tachshit. But the Shulchan Aruch said, that's mutter. So it says stira galuya between Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, and Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Yud. What's the din? So here, once again, we have to go back to the Megillah Sefer. It's a very, very nice pshat, which is against the Bialach. Bialach equated Mafteach and Tabas, but it's not true. When something has two separate parts, that's when, according to the Yerushalmi, the individual's Kavana is determinant. What is your intention? What is your intention? A mafteach. The mafteach itself is a tachshit. But the mafteach itself is a tachshit, then we have a right to be made. So I want to close my shiur by saying that we have defended the minhag hanashim of wearing a key in that fashion, but only in a case in which it's one piece. It's one piece. The entire thing is mamish one piece. It's all one. When they develop it in the factory, they make a kind of a key, which when they make this key, you know, the teeth, if you will, of the key just go into the door. That's normal. but the piece of metal, which is the same piece of metal as is the piece that goes into the door, into the hole in the door, that itself is ornamental. If we're right to say it's all one piece, we pass on Allah according to these authorities, that's mutter, there's no question of a masr. But the problem is that many of these ornaments are different. The key is a regular key, you buy it from the locksmith. And then you go to some fancy guy, and he attaches a separate, totally separate piece and glues it on. Oy vey. If he does that, that's more comparable to what? Tabash yesh v'chosam. Tabash yesh v'chosam. We just saw that it's a serious, much more serious problem of otzah. So let's review. According to Shulchan Aruch, it's certainly prohibited for women to wear an ornament with a key. We want it to be makel based upon a Ramban and Aran. But even our kula is limited to a case in which the key is one piece of metal, all of which has two functions, ornamental and functional. But if it's two separate pieces, it's more comparable to a tabas or a chosam, which seems to be prohibited even according to this understanding. Of course, we had some of the highlights of carrying these various things for Isman Azeh. So we'll review for a minute. The Rabbanans of Tachshitin, either with the Shush Shogigim, or there's no issues around for Isman Azeh. Whatever other reason you want, we're not going to start up with the reverences on that one. But as far as the something which is completely functional, that's the main point, is it's functional, that's much more problematic. Much more problematic. The only thing I can think of is the key. I mean, is anything else that woman carry out which is functional besides the key? I don't think so. Key. So key is a problem. So I say when you get married and you have a wife, you need a key, don't use your wife as a shabbos or a chas v'shalom. You put the key in your belt to get a special, you have to get a special belt though. But then they have these special belts that have the use the key as the integral part of the closing of the belt process, not if somebody who's thrown on extra. That seems to be a better heter, seems to me. Or you could wear it as a tie clip, if you wear tie clips. Always ties here, so you don't have to come on Shabbos, you have always ties. By show of hands, how many wear tie clips on Shabbos? It's out of style. Maybe when I was growing up, it's out of style. So then you have to wear the belt, I guess. There you go. Okay. So it's functional. It's good. Do you wear a tie clip now?
No, but I'm getting myself into trouble. No, I'm not wearing a tie clip right now.
It's a problem.
We have an Aver, though.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we'll stop here, Mr. Sherman. Next time.